And our first guest this morning, Terry, how are you?
Doing great, thanks. A little warm, but
yeah,
you know, hey.
It is August.
Tis the season.
Tis
right?
The season, and
we
it
still
looks...
have 4 more weeks of summer.
Is that how many?
Gosh, I think so. September 21st, right?
Yeah, it's right around my birthday, which is a month from today. So, yeah that sounds about right. Okay. Well, I was excited. It was almost September. I thought we were going to turn the corner. But I guess if you're going to give us a whole another month.
I know. Well, you know, not... Hold off on the pumpkin spice lattes and all the pumpkin stuff.
I don't know. My wife asked me every night this week if I can get her fall decorations out.
Oh, yeah. Not quite.
I just keep forgetting to get it out. And I'm like, no, can we just wait till like September 1st at least?
Right.
I mean, at the bare minimum, September.
Yeah.
And I also told her, you know, why about we make a deal where first Husker game, I get something, you get something.
That's not a bad compromise.
Right. I think so, too.
There we go.
I will probably lose that battle. But
you might.
Let's talk North Platte Public Schools Foundation. You first off had an event, had your big evening of excellence in your Bulldog golf tournament last month.
Yes, the last weekend in July. It was a great success. We're very excited that Michael Grossi and Mindy Helfridge and, Carrie Ann made it back. All three of them came from out of town and from long distances, and it was just really great fun. We had online auction, we had live auction, and then, of course, the next day we got up and did some golfing. So 36 teams came out and played with us and had some fun on those golf holes and little competitions out there, so it was fun. Raised over $60,000, so... Thanks to everyone who either purchased a ticket, got a live auction item, played golf, sponsored a hole. It does take everyone to make those things happen. And that supports our scholarships, our dual credit, our reach grants for teachers, and our Prepared to Learn for students. So we're really excited about the success of that event.
That's your, how many, third? How many have you been doing? I mean,
for
a golf tournament?
That was our third year.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. So,
we had 35 teams last year and 36, and we had a wait list this year. So
very
that felt
good. That's
good.
Yeah. Well, you can just transfer, hopefully get everybody to sign right up again for next year, right?
I agree.
Do you have a date for next year?
Yes. It's the 26th and 27th. It's that weekend. The last weekend in July. We're always doing that one.
Okay.
So
very
you
good.
Know.
Very good. That'll be, so mark your calendars out down for next year. And I guess if you want to get on the wait list, at this point, you're probably going to be waiting for years, hopefully. I mean, that's a problem you like to have.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, and always looking for sponsors.
There
so
you go.
That's fun.
We're in school, first off. So shout out to all the teachers and students. They're back in session now for a couple weeks.
They are. And, you know, we kicked off... the teachers all came back around August 4th, and we did a great in-service with an alumni who came back, Lee Perez, who had received the 2022 Nebraska State Teacher of the Year. So it was exciting to have a Nebraska person, but also a North Platte alumni.
Yeah.
So he had a great story. Jimmy Pack did a great job at emceeing. He made the crowd just laugh, even though he doesn't like to be out in front of everyone. He prefers to be behind the curtain or up in the booth. So he did a great job. Lee did a great job. Great inspirational story. And just a reminder to those teachers, custodians, staff, everybody, you never know who you're going to influence along the way. Kids are always watching. They're always watching and paying attention. So, share kindness.
And where is Lee teaching now?
He's in Omaha.
Oh, very good. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, good for him. Congrats to him. And that was, your teacher kickoff. And now that we're into August, we're almost done with it. We're going to get into some September events.
We are. Football, you know, kicked off last Friday. And volleyball's going on. Softball's going on. All sorts of activities. So we thought it's time for the backyard barbecue.
Yep.
So September 22nd, we'll be doing the backyard barbecue. Prior to that, we're going to be doing Change Wars September 13th through the 20th. And so if you're a grandparent out there, aunt, uncle, you can send your change with your niece, nephew, grandkid, or your kid to schools. We'll be counting change again. We'll also have the online option. And then First Interstate Bank is also providing that opportunity. If you bring it in an envelope or a baggie, write your teacher's, the school and the teacher's name on it, and we'll give that teacher credit. And then we're also, tomorrow, we're going to kick off Dress Down for Education. So what that is you can purchase a t-shirt for $30. We'll have that up on our website. And $20 of that will go back to the school of your choice. So if you want to support Jefferson, if you want to support Lincoln or the high school, whichever school, or maybe you just want to support education in general, public schools, you can just choose district or other, and we'll have that go to the school that needs it the most. And so it's kind of a kickoff to Change Wars, gives each building a little kickoff there. And then we'll ask you to wear your shirts on September 22nd. Hopefully we'll see that across the community, and who knows how far that will go, but it'll all be dressed down for education.
That's awesome. So about a month to the Bulldog Backyard Barbecue. So get your barbecue ready. Where do the Change Wars, where does that money go towards?
Change Wars, great question. 70% of that goes back to the building and to that principal to do. They're all going to let me know what specific needs. I know Eisenhower has been working with their PTO, and they're really close to reaching their goal to get some new playground equipment. At Cody, they're trying to revamp their basketball hoops. They've been there probably since I was there. And so they
might be. That's not very long then.
No, right? Yeah. Thanks for saying that.
It was 10 years ago,
that.
I think. Yeah.
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 So they're a little tall, apparently, for littles. So they maybe wanted something that was a little bit more playable.
Kids are getting weaker or what?
I don't know.
That's funny.
So each building will have their own goal and get some rewards out of the deal as well. So we're very excited about the Change Wars, and Backyard Barbecue is the same way. The ticket sales go back actually to the teachers for our REACH grants. So that's really a fun event. And if you want to have a barbecue team, sign-up's already on our website.
Yeah. Make sure you get over there. That'll be here before we know it. It's already almost September. And heck, we're already a football game in for the Bulldogs, which is kind of crazy. So it'll be here. That'll be like game number 4 or 5 by then, halfway through the year.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and we're going to be lighting up that new scoreboard that's over there.
Is that when you're going to do that day?
It is.
Okay.
It is. So Condon's is working on the top truss, and we got to put that on, and some of our sponsors, and maybe have just a smidgen of training.
yeah, they'll figure it out.
Right? Mr. Willie. Yeah, they're coming in to help us with all that. And Mr. Willie's been working over the summer, understanding everything. It's a little bit different. It's a Daktronic board versus in the doghouse, we have a Watchfire board.
Okay.
But it's going to be a great opportunity for students to learn the two different kinds of boards and just making that content. So it's really student driven to be able to do that and have a real life experiences.
Yeah, that's great. Good for them.
Yeah.
Terry Burchell with the North Platte Public Schools Foundation. Anything else today you'd like to touch on?
No, I think I covered a lot.
Yeah, that's great though. That's a good thing. We'll be, next time you come in, we'll be pretty much probably right around the Backyard Barbecue. Maybe just done with it,
yeah,
or before. I'm not sure what day you're coming in, but
I know the 4th Wednesday, however that falls.
Yeah, well,
so we might miss each other.
I think you might be done with all that stuff. You will, it looks like.
Yeah, so we might be celebrating great things.
We'll recap, and then I hope you got a lot planned for October. You can't take a break.
Yeah, we're gonna take a little bit of a break. We are looking for nominations for distinguished alumni. So in November, our distinguished alumni committee will be getting together. I think we were talking before we started. There's a lot of great alumni doing a lot of great things out there. We just have a hard time hearing about it because Midwesterners just don't like to tell their story.
Yeah. So if you know somebody, if it's you, that don't be confident in that. But if you know somebody who really was inspirational, let them know and nominate them. Right.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So the website for all the details for all these things.
NPPSF.org.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to touch on?
No. Have a great day.
You as well.
Stay cool.
Stay cool. That's been my message for a couple of days now.